You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
Angels are coming. This is so exciting, but we have to be totally aware. I mean, you think about that. Pastor John Kilpatrick, Church of His Presence, has this encounter with God December the 19th, 2019. He shares it January the 3rd at Church of His Presence, and it's just a now word, severe darkness, gross darkness has come into the face of the earth that we couldn't even withstand outside God's angels being here for us. As a matter of fact, I want you to hear, first of all, from Pastor John Kilpatrick. He shares on January the 3rd, as he's sharing this prophetic encounter he had with God, talking about how angels are coming. Dark times, severe, gross darkness is coming to the face of the earth, but God is sending his angels to help us. We should not be concerned. Let's go there now.
I'll just go ahead and tell you what happened, and then I'm going to start preaching. I was asleep. I had gone to the restroom, and I came back and laid down. I was laying on my right side, and I just lay there for a few minutes, had nothing on my mind, you know, just was getting ready to go back to sleep. And I just turned over in the bed. And whenever I turned over into another world. I mean, I turned over into another world. I didn't see anything. I didn't hear anything. But I knew everything. I can't explain that, but I knew everything. The Lord communicated with me. I heard him. He heard me, but I never saw him. And the Lord spoke to me, and he said, son, tell the people that darkness is about to degenerate into gross darkness. And he said, it's coming, and it's going to come soon. Tell them to be prepared. He said, but I want to tell you, the angels are coming to help you. The angels are coming to help you. The Lord said the angels are going to come. It's going to get so severe. Everything is going to become so severe that the Lord said the angels, I'm going to send my angels to help get in the harvest, and they'll be working with you. You may see them, you may not see them, but you'll know that they're there. And you'll know by the way things are getting accomplished so quickly, you'll know that they're getting accomplished for you. In the midst of some of the deepest, darkest darkness that the world has ever seen.
Terrifying and awesome at the same time. You think about it, God's letting us know. He says in Amos chapter 3, verse 7, I believe, where he says, God does nothing. He doesn't do anything until he reveals it prophetically to his people. And Pastor John Kilpatrick is sharing about a prophetic encounter he had with God. And this is how they come quite often. It just happens. And I want to repeat what he said. He said, this is the Lord talking to him. He says, son, tell my people, darkness is about to degenerate into gross darkness. That means things are going to get really bad spiritually on the earth. It's coming. It's going to come soon. Tell them to be prepared. Are you prepared? But I want to tell you, the angels are coming to help. So we need to understand, if difficult times are coming, how we need to be in right relationship with God and how respond to his angelic help, the heavenly host, right? He says, the angels are going to come. It's going to be severe. I'm going to send my angels to help get the harvest in. If you read scripture, Jesus said, you know, this is in the last days, the angels are the ones that are going to gather the harvest. They're going to divide the wheat from the tares. I really believe this. You know, I don't want to talk about different prophetic word, but understand this, that I'm sensing in my spirit, you know, people say, let the wheat and the tares, the lost and the saved grow together, right? That we always talked about that. But it says, though, when at the time of the harvest, the angels come and they separate the wheat and the tares. If we're entering into the time of the harvest, then what Jesus said means they're not supposed to grow together anymore. God's going to begin to separate them. And quite often we can have this unnatural attachment to those who have no attachment to God. And when God begins to separate them, we've got to be careful that we're not pulled up with them. So he says in the last days, he said, when the harvest comes, the angels will gather them in and he'll separate the wheat and the tares. And so, you know, Pastor John Kilpatrick's talking about the harvest coming in. And so these angels are coming. The darkness is going to happen. And he says, you know, you may see them or you may not see them, but you'll know that they're there. You'll know that they're there by the things that are getting accomplished quickly. the things are being accomplished for you. We can see some things happening in the world right now. You're thinking like, there's no way that one man could cause all the world to shift. That's God's angels shifting the world and moving things around. And we have to begin to trust God. Our faith in God and His heavenly hosts, His angels, begin to shift things for us. But if we don't have any faith in God, if we don't have any faith in God's angels, then they're deactivated. They're not going to activate. We have no faith to be able to agree with God with what's happening. You want to be able to agree with God so you have the angels of God being active in your life. He says, all in the midst of these things happening quickly, you'll know it's angels because it's happening quickly, but all this will happen in the midst of deepest, darkest darkness. Can't even say that. Deep darkness. All this is going to happen in deep darkness, as more darkness than the world has ever seen before. And believe me, the world has seen some stuff, but I can feel it just kind of bubbling up in my spirit. I'm watching people go about their everyday life, not understanding. It's like, right now, we need to know what's going on. When you think about, you know, Jesus talking in Matthew 24, he says, listen, it'll be like the days of Noah, right? Everybody's marrying and just doing whatever they're doing. And then suddenly, you'll have two people at the workplace, and one person will be harvested, and they'll go to be with God, and the other person will be left without God. He's talking about the taking away of the church, the harvest coming. So you got to really pay attention to what's going on. There won't be a big billboard or an advertising campaign or, you know, things coming up on your social media to say, hey, guess what? Jesus is moving. The harvest is happening, you know, other than people declaring that. And so he said that this will be severe, perilous times that you've never seen before. The good news is I'm sending my angels, and they're going to help you, and they're going to be with my people and help my people. Is that awesome? It's like, thank you, God. Listen, pay attention. This is important. Listen, you got to watch this whole series of Pastor John Kilpatrick. You can go to, you see it on your screen right here, go to churchofhispresence.org/media and go listen to each of these prophetic encounters and also how he's talking about how to interact with what's happening. But you think about this, gross darkness is coming, thick darkness is coming, spiritual darkness. And by the way, a lot of it's here right now and people aren't even paying attention. Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries says this is actually the worst, spiritually speaking, America has ever been. And think about it. That's the last thing that most people are even thinking about. But guess what? If you look at Scripture and you look at the fruit of what's happening in America, you'll find out one's dark and one's light. God is light and the world is dark. So what do you think about that? Well, Jesus came into the world as light, right? He was the light. He's the light of men. And so the darkness didn't even comprehend him. Make sure you catch our next program. We'll be talking about that. But understand this, that when you receive Jesus Christ as the Lord of your life, the light of God is inside of you. You're actually, when you think about Isaiah chapter 60, verse 2, he says, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the people. But the Lord will rise upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Isn't that powerful? So it was already prophesied these days are coming. What does that mean? It means the darker things get, the lighter and brighter you look. You know, that if the light of God's inside of you, it's encouraging to get your own light. You could have been living off the light of others. And when this moment happens and this season comes and it looks like it's going to be coming with force, at the same time, it's going to transfer a great wealth into the harvest to be able to bring in the harvest. But we have to be prepared for it. And one way is to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. It's not about being a religion. It's about being religious. It's about having a relationship with God. You think about 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Verse 5, it says about, you know, being children of the light. It says, you are children, you are all children of the light and children of the day. We do not belong to the night and we do not belong to darkness. That's so important because, you know, God gave me an awesome encounter with him, you know, showing me how many people, there's many people, a lot of young people that profess to love God. At the same time, they love darkness. They're like just as loyal, they believe in their own heart, to darkness and light. But you can't do that. You have to make a choice. Are you going to go after God or are you going to go after darkness? And you can't do this in your own strength. If you missed our program with Justin Bieber talking about his own personal relationship, it's like we make a choice for God and he empowers us to be able to follow him and to obey him because we love him. And so if you haven't heard that, Children of the Light and Organizers of the Day and the Night, it's an awesome program. You can find out more about that. Just last week, God gave me an amazing encounter with an angel coming you know, in my room when I was sleeping, was amazing that, you know, I was sleeping before the Lord. I was in a time of just seeking God. And it's about 2 o'clock in the morning, and I was just out asleep. And just suddenly the power and the glory and the presence of God, and this is how I know it was an angel that appeared in part of the room that I was in. Normally, if it's God's glory coming, His presence coming, it just impregnates the whole room. But this was literally the presence and the power of God that just came into my room at one area of my room. And immediately I'm like, oh, I'm awake, you know, and you just feel the power of God. And then I didn't get up. I just kind of spent around like this, you know, and I kind of got my feet positioned, and I'm about to just look up into this angelic presence, right? And all of a sudden, at some point, he just left. Angels are watching over you. If you're a believer, do you know that? Hebrews talks about that. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14, he says, are not all angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who inherit salvation? Think about that. While I was sleeping, while I'm seeking Him, and I'm in a time of just hearing God prophetically, we're leaving one prophetic season, we're going into the next season, and God's just doing these things, and God's just saying, listen, I'm watching over you. And there's nothing like the power and the presence of God. I mean, the angels show up, the heavenly hosts show up to be able to fulfill His will. I mean, angels are appearing. Even the security camera, I don't know if you caught this or not, but a security camera caught an angel appearing over this particular truck at nighttime. Take a look at this thing. Is that amazing? That is totally amazing when you see that, isn't it? Well, listen, angels are appearing. There it is right there. Look at this. You see the sword, you see the angel. And it looks like he's on his hands and his, I don't know. I mean, it's the power of God. God's got all kinds of created beings and angels, and you can read about them in Revelation chapter 4 and throughout the book, and Ezekiel's encounter and stuff that we don't even know about. But look, angels are coming. Severe darkness is coming. But God's sending His angels to be able to help us through this, but also to bring in the harvest. This is the work the Lord is doing. It's amazing, but we have to understand now and how to focus our and honor the heavenly host, God's heavenly host, to respect them. You know, to understand that you're not to worship angels, but you need to respect and honor them as God's heavenly host. Look at Jude chapter 1, which is only one chapter in there, verses 5 through 10. This is important because I'm going to get to something on here as I'm talking about more of these angelic visitations, and I'm going to be able to turn you on to some amazing teachings on that you can get, you know, go right to it online to find it. But first I want to talk about it to understand it. He says, though you are already, this is him, Jude writing, says, though you already know this, I want to remind you that the Lord at one time delivered His people out of Egypt, but rather later He destroyed them because they didn't believe. The greatest sin of all is not to believe, right? And the angels who did not keep their position of authority but abandoned their proper dwelling, those were kept in darkness, bound with everlasting chains for judgment for the great day. And think about this. I'm going to continue reading. But how many people have abandoned their place of authority? How many people left it? When God didn't say, He didn't ask you. He said, this is you are a father. You are a mother. You are a pastor. I called you to be in this place of authority right here. And they just abandoned it. Well, look what happened when they abandoned their place of authority. And he goes, in a similar way, so he's comparing Sodom and Gomorrah, he's comparing the rebellion that took place. He said, in a similar way, Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding towns gave themselves up to sexual immorality and perversion. They served as an example of those who suffered the punishment of eternal fire. So we look back at Sodom and Gomorrah, and that's kind of a prophetic insight of what's going to happen in eternity if we turn our backs on God, if we decide to serve, you know, the sin instead of serving God. So then he says, in the very same way. First he said in a similar way. He's talking about Sodom and Gomorrah. Now he says, in the same way, in the very same way, on the strength of dreams. So he's talking about all these people that were deceived going their own way. He says, in the very same way, on the strength of their dreams, these ungodly people pollute their own bodies, reject authority, and heap abuse on celestial beings. They abuse angels by what they're saying. He says, but even the archangel Michael, when he was disputing with the devil about the body of Moses, he didn't dare condemn or slander the angel, but he said, the Lord rebuke you. Yet these people slander what they do not understand, and the very thing that they do understand by instinct, as irrational animals do, will destroy them, is the very thing that's destroying them. This is important to understand because, you know, the angels, the heavenly hosts, those are God's enforcers. They're God's enforcers. There's been one man in particular, you can find this in the teaching, God's enforcers, I'll tell you about it in a minute. But, you know, they said that if you counted the number of angels that said that, not including the ones that have been bound in hell forever and chains, he says that that each person on the earth could have almost 20,000 angels each assigned to him. That's how many angels there are. And that's just an idea of understanding God's heavenly host and what he's doing. It's for us to trust God. When God does something, he's not physically going down and building you a house. He's not physically going down and going, let me just see what's happening in Sodom and Gomorrah. He's sending his authority. He's sending his heavenly host, report to me and tell me what's going on inside of in Sodom and Gomorrah, in America, in Spain, in Israel, wherever. And so I'm teaching a series right now called God's Enforcers, because angels are God's enforcers. Did you know that? They're God's enforcers. You can see where to be able to go get this. But it's simple. You go to vinefellowshipnetwork.org, you know, click on media. You can go there and look at all the teachings that are available for you. But also you can go to the search area right there. You can search, you know, type in, you know, what you're looking for. For example, God's enforcers. And all of a sudden the teaching will come up and you can begin to watch the whole thing. I'm just kind of giving you a hint of it right now. And so some examples to understand, since the angels showing up, we need to be aware of them. If Michael the archangel, who stands in the presence of God, honored and respected the position, how they're created, we need to be careful and how we're responding. And one good example is law enforcement. You know, I served in law enforcement myself for a period of time, and as a deputy sheriff, and I derived all my authority from the sheriff, and the sheriff was an elected official. It's very important to understand that when a deputy or a police officer or a federal officer comes to your door, to you, they're coming not to create law, not to make law. They're there to be able to enforce the law that's already been established already. For example, the federal law enforcement is under the president, and the city law enforcement is under your mayor. The county's authority is up under the sheriff, just like that. It's kind of set up that way. But they're not there to make laws. You try to reason with a police officer, say, listen, I know that I was driving under the influence, but listen, give me a break. They can't change the law. They can't change the law. All they can do is enforce the law. And so what they'll do is, quite often the officer will tell you, you're going to have to take that up with the judge. You're going to have to talk to the judge. And the judge doesn't make law. The judge in the land actually interprets the law that's already been made. It's actually the legislature branch that makes laws. But truth, even under that, is the ultimate law in America. It's called the U.S. Constitution. That is the law of the land. Everything has to submit to that law. Well, in a similar way, you know, God obviously is the judge. He is justice. Everything is up under him. So the wisdom of a believer, by the way, this is important. Just because you call the police don't mean you're not going to go to jail. When I was in the sheriff's department, people just thought the first one to call is the one that's not going to go to jail. Well, the officer's going to show up to enforce the law. Quite often, they were so surprised to find out that they were breaking the law when the police came up, and the police were left with no alternative to be able to take that one or this one to jail. It's just a shocker. So when you call the enforcers to come out, you know, you need to be able to be aware of where you are. What you want to be found is under the blood of Jesus Christ. That's where you want to be found, under the blood, you know, and just repented for your sin. But so angels are God's enforcers. Just like a police officer would come out and if they operate correctly, they're not going to make law, but they're going to enforce law. And they're going to take you before the judge. They'll arrest you. They'll take you before the judge. They're not saying you're guilty, but they're going to arrest you because they perceive that you broke the law. There's probable cause to believe that you have broke the law. So they're going to arrest you. They're going to take you before the judge. And the judge is going to look at the law. He's going to look at you. He's going to hear the evidence, and he's going to determine whether you broke the law or not. Well, with God, you know, as a Christian, as a follower of Jesus Christ, we don't say, go take it up with the judge. We say, listen, you need to take that to the throne room of God. You need to take that to God. But you have to understand, when you show up at the throne room, I mean, God gave me this amazing encounter at his throne room with him that where, you know, it's hard to put it into words, but he's powerful, he's awesome. When you go into his throne room, it's all about him. Not even, you can't even carry an idea. It's so full of the power and the glory and the holiness of God. What you want to do, the first thing you're going to think about, you're like, where's Jesus? Because the only way we can approach him, the only way we can come into his presence, the only way is through the Son of God, through the blood of Jesus Christ. So he's a holy judge. I mean, understand he is holy and he is righteous, but he's in love with you. He gave his son to die for you. If you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and follow him as his disciple, you are protected and covered under the blood. He will forgive you and for your sin. And so you need to have a fear of the Lord. You need to have a reverential fear, not terrified. Don't be terrified of God's angels, but you need to have a fear of the Lord. You know, Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. One way that you can function in these days and all days is have a reverential fear of the Lord. You know, you're aware of God. The wisdom of God begins at the fear of the Lord. What you're saying is, I'm aware that God's eyes are always on me. He loves me. He gave his son for me, but I'm aware his eyes are on me. There's nothing hidden from his eyes. He's aware of it. And so I want to always make things right with him. And so that's one way to understand the fear of the Lord and understand how holy he is and how he sends his angels down, these angels who stand in his presence, who see his holiness, who are not veiled like we veil by this fleshly life, the spiritual life, and they see how it's awesome. They remember the third of the angels that went their own way and chose not to do what God told them to do, and they actually are in chains, as we read about already. So they're going to enforce God's law, which means this. God's angels showing up is an amazing thing. But if you're in rebellion against the authority of God and what's going on, it's a dangerous thing. I'm like, example after example in the teaching, don't forget you can go there. As I told you how to get there and watch angels, God's enforcers. But just take a glance at Lot and his wife. They were leaving Sodom and Gomorrah. Why? Because angels came there. Because angels were sent there. Because angels reported, you know, and declared before God that this city's going to be destroyed. God says it's going to be destroyed. So they're going to destroy it. Destroy the city, you know, with the fire and brimstone. So they're calling out. He said, the angel says, come on, you and your wife and your family, right? And so he says, but don't look back. So Lot's walking as fast as he can. And all of a sudden, you know, his wife, he goes, shoo. She disobeyed the authority. She disobeyed the police. She disobeyed the enforcers of God. What happened? Bam! Consequences. Happened to Herod, happened to a lot of different people, you know, and that it happened to Ananias and Sapphira. It happened, and we have just case after case after case you can look in the Bible to understand. They're showing up. We need the angels to show up. We need the police from heaven to be able to come down and be able to gather in this harvest, but also to protect us from what's going on. And so it's very important to do this. Don't let those who have lived their life breaking the law cause you to be afraid of the police, right? Nor don't allow anyone else who has lived their life breaking God's law make you afraid of God. It's time to get excited. It's time to get excited. Angels are coming. Darkness is coming, but angels are coming to protect us. We need to understand how to walk in the fear of the Lord. Don't forget to go to vinefellowshipnetwork.org and click on media to watch the entire series. So excited. Listen, I want to pray with you right now. Father God, I pray a blessing over each and every one, Lord God, that you begin to give them dreams and visions and begin to show yourself mightily to them and protect them. Send your angels to protect them, God. And we call in the harvest from the north, the south, the east, and the west in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray, in Jesus' name. And don't forget what Jesus told us, how easy it is. Love God, love others, and lead others to do the same. And we'll see you in the VFNKB community at VFNKBcommunity.com. God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN-TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.